Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Klei in Peri Beis Mischna Alef. Kol so'o, she yesh boi roiva mimin acher yemayet. Let's illustrate the case, and then we'll teach the words b'yaz Hashem. I'm walking on my field, there's a sack over my shoulder. The sack is full of barley seeds. I want to plant barley. Then I notice, oi, there's some wheat seeds that got mixed in over here. Klayim. I run to the Rav, what's the deal? The Rav says, don't panic. You're planting barley, right? Yeah, but wheat got mixed in. What percentage? What percentage of wheat seeds are here to the total barley seeds? Less than a 24th. I mean, my sack has a saw in it. A saw is 6 kavim. So a quarter kav would be a 24th. So it's less than a quarter of a kav. Uh-huh. So in your sack, there's a saw. Out of that saw, less than a 24th is wheat. Right. So the total amount of wheat seeds, which is the outside seeds, is less than a 24th of the total amount of barley seeds. Yes, Rav. Not a problem. You could plant it. Rav! Yes. I recounted. What's the matter? No, it seems there's more wheat seeds here. There's more than a 24th. What should I do now? Take them out. Take out the wheat seeds to the point where it's less than a 24th. Zok the Mishnah kol sa'ah. If I have a sa'ah, sheyesh, but in this sa'ah you have a roiva, a quarter calf, which is the same as a 24th. Mimin achor of a different mean. For example, my intention was to plant barley, and there are some wheat seeds here, but it's less than a 24th. No problem, you may it. So take out some of the wheat seeds. Don't have to take out all of them. Just take out some to make sure it's less than a 24th. Actually, if you want, you can add barley seeds, as long as the minority is less than a 24th. Normally, we say you can't. Ein mevatlin is l'chatchila. When it comes to things that are batel b'roiv, you can't play with the numbers, so to speak, but here you can. Rabbi Yossi says yovar. Rabbi Yossi says, if it's less than a 24th, fine. It's not a problem. Continue planting. But if it's more than a 24th, now you can't just take out some of the wheat seeds till it's less than a 24th. You need to take out all of the wheat seeds. Rabbi Yossi's concern is, once you start taking it out and you're leaving some, that looks like more you're planting klayim. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is, and you have wheat seeds that are a 24th or more, just take off enough wheat seeds, take out enough wheat seeds, that's less than 24th, and you're okay. So the Mishnah Vayter, Bein Mimin Echad, Bein Mishnei Minim. If I want to plant barley, and there's wheat seeds over here, so if there's a 24th of wheat seeds, there's a problem. That's Mimin Echad. It would also be a problem if it was Mishnei Minim. Let's say I'm planting barley, and I see, I have spelt seeds and wheat seeds over here. Now, I don't have a 24th of spelt seeds, or a 24th of wheat seeds, but if I add the two together, there's a 24th of the total mixture here in the saw. Zok t'tanna kamma, doesn't make a difference. You still have to make sure you bring it down to less than a 24th. Rav Shimon says, Loi amru, we didn't say that a quarter kav of a different mean, which is the same as a 24th, asers the whole mixture? Ela mimin echad. It's only if the other seeds are one type. But in our example, let's say you're planting barley, and it's only if you put together the kusmin and the chitim, the spelt and the wheat, only then would you have a 24th of the total mixture. That's not a problem. Not according to Reb Shimon. It's only a problem if one of those minim would be a 24th. Whereas the chachamim say, it depends. Depends what's here. Remember, we learned in the first mission of Masechtas Klayim, certain things are klayim with each other, certain things are not. So the Chachamim say it like this. Let's say I have here a saw of seeds. Most of it is barley. I want to plant barley. But somehow it got mixed into it half a quarter kav of wheat and half a quarter kav of spelt. So if I add up the two, I have a quarter kav of outside seeds besides the barley. Now, both wheat and spelt, both chitim and kusmin, are considered klayim with barley. You can't plant them together. And therefore the Chachamim say, no, 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 you can't plant this mixture. Stop. That's what the Chachamim mean. Koshu klayim basa'ah. If you're trying to plant barley, and you have a total of spelt and wheat that add up to a 24th, and that would be klayim with the barley, mitzdarif l'raiva. We're going to say that's called a quarter, and you can't plant this. When we say a quarter, we mean a quarter kav, which is a 24th of a sa'ah. What does the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama holds the previous Shita holds. So we have the Tanakhama, we have Rav Shimon, we have the Chacham. The Tanakhama holds any two minim. If they add up to a 24th, stop, you can't plant this. Even if only, let's say, one of them is Klayim and the other is not. For example, suppose I have here a bag of Sairim. I have a saw. I think it's a saw full of Sairim. Then I realize it's mixed in over here, a half a roiva kav of oats, which is called shibay lashua. Quick reminder what the five types of grain are. Chita is wheat, sa'ira is barley, kusmin is spelt, shibay lashua is oats, shifan is rye. So I have what I thought was a saw sa'irim, now it turns out the whole saw is not sa'irim. But there's a half of a quarter kav of oats. In addition to the half quarter kav of oats, I also have a half quarter kav of kusmin, of spelt. According to the Tanakhama, even though shibay lashul is not considered klayim with sairim, you could plant the two together. But this half a roiva of shibay lashul still connects with the half a roiva of kusmin, of spelt, which you cannot plant with sairim. And I say, lamaisa, in this mixture of sairim, and a little bit of Shabbai Lashul and Kusmin, add up the Shabbai Lashul and Kusmin, you have a quarter kav, you cannot plant this. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. We learned a klal that if I have a saw, but in this saw is a roiva of another mean, that means a quarter kav of a saw, which is a 24th, that's too much. Don't plant it. But take out some of the other mean. If it's mostly barley, the 24th of wheat, take out some of the wheat. Rabbi Yossi says, now once you have to start taking out some of the wheat, because there's a 24th of wheat, you have to take everything out. If not, if you leave it there, it looks like you're planting klayim. The Tanakhama holds, if let's say you have barley, and the other seeds add up to a 24th, even though there are different types, but if they add up to a 24th, you have to take it out. Rabbi Shimon says, no, no. It has to be a 24th of one type. In other words, if you have a sack over here where most of it is barley, and there's a little bit of spelt, a little bit of wheat, and only if you add up the spelt and wheat will you have a 24th, that's not a problem. It has to be a 24th of a sub, either wheat itself or spelt itself. The Chachamim say, kol shu klayim b'sa mitzaref l'raiva. If you have a sub, sa'irim, a little bit less, obviously, because there are other seeds here. And I have half a quarter kav of chitim, which is half of the 24th, and a half a quarter kav of spelt, let's say. Being that both chitim and kusmin are considered klayim, if you plant them together with sa'irim, then we're going to add up the chitim and the kusmin. We're going to say you can't plant this barley. There's a 24th of other seeds. But if you're trying to plant barley, and I have over here, let's say, a half a quarter of shibay lashul, which is oats, and I have a half a quarter kav of spelt, that's not a problem, say the Chachamim, because Shabbai Lashul is not klayim together with Sairim. So I'm not going to connect the Shabbai Lashul and the Kusman over here to say that you have a 24th of outside seeds, and according to the Chacham, you still have the green light to plant it.